of Obscure Gentlecast, the number one podcast that awkwardly baited your black metal girlfriend's daughter in San Francisco. I'm Neuter Man and I have no balls. No, I'm James of the Obscure Gentleman.
I'm Nick.
This is Yama.
No, I have nothing. It's fine.
Did they hear you say Nick?
Fine.
All right.
All right, I'm Aaron. I kind of draw stuff and...
No, you do draw stuff.
Oh, I draw.
Yep, and this is Travis, currently awkwardly at half mass.
Yeah.
This is Abe.
All right, well...
What's wrong with Aaron?
I don't know.
I draw.
I kind of draw, but I am the only artist here, so I draw. All right, well, I guess the Emmys came out. You guys hear about the Emmys, huh? Huh?
Yeah, you read about this?
Actually, you guys read about this? All right.
Stole it right in front of him.
So, yeah, I stole that right from Nick.
It's a retake.
So, yeah, we had to retake it because what happened? Technical difficulties?
Yeah.
Travis was playing with his tinfoil ball.
Difficulties?
Yeah, so what's going on with Emmys? What were the nominations? What do you guys heard?
Don't ask Aaron.
I don't know.
I thought we were going to...
We
don't know.
American Horror Story and Mad Men were both nominated for a total of 17...
What about Game of Thrones?
That got some nominations,
Best Drama for Game of Thrones.
Did they miss a show from that book?
Yeah, okay.
Yep, so Yum, do you have a list in front of you?
I do.
Oh, wow.
This is probably the first year in a long time where I can look at the Emmy nominations list and I recognize most of the shows.
It's almost as if they catered to everything we watch. It's weird.
Are they all millionaires?
Yeah. Every single person on this list is a millionaire.
It's weird.
This is the one that we know people. This is like one of the first years I genuinely think I actually kind of care about the Emmys.
So let's start with Outstanding Comedy Series.
Wait. Travis might care. He genuinely thinks he might care.
This is genuinely the first year that he literally might care.
I'm just saying there is an actual possibility.
And you know what? Today, some girl at my work, she said... it's like I literally have a little girl inside me. This is what she said, right? And I went, hold on. Emo, you saying that means there's actually a little tiny girl inside of your body. If you're pregnant, that makes sense. But if not, do you understand what you just said?
Then what did she mean by that?
She meant that she has an inner child.
She possessed?
No. She like meant that she has an inner child, but she's stupid. And she said,
what
I
she
literally... No, she won't. She's not a nerd. Man. Nerds don't listen to this, though. Only cool people do. So make that straight.
I wouldn't say we only cater to nerds.
Oh, I read a whole thing once where it was saying that back in the day, when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. No, back in the day, to say that something was literal meant that it was fictional. So, like 200 years ago, when people said literally, that it actually meant... what people nowadays mean when they say it incorrectly.
I was supposed to say, right when you said that, Aaron, like, looked so excited for some reason. Like, his mouth went agape, and he was like, because you said 200 years ago. And he got so excited.
He talked about some old time.
And he's like,
reason why he did that?
He took out his kerchief with the cherries on it.
I thought that was pretty cool. Travis just scored a basket.
Not really.
All right.
Yeah. So,
is John Hamm actually going to win this year?
You know what, this season of Mad Men,
I didn't see the whole season.
Shit.
Wait, I haven't seen the whole season. I'm on season 3.
No, like his
up to what I saw, he was angry at his wife for singing that song or something.
You know what, the whole season, he was just mad, and they didn't...
Well, he's a mad man.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah,
shit.
Boom.
So, the whole season was just him kind of being a dick. And he wasn't grabbing any girl by the back of her hair and shoving his fingers up her.
So he didn't finger any girls?
No.
He a life man.
No, but he's Don Draper.
I think the show should end with somebody walking up to him and going, you look mad.
You a bad man. Boom.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
Cut forward to like present day. Or no. We'll flash forward to like 1982 and a black guy with a boombox walks past an aging Don Draper and says, hey, you a madman.
And then he high-fives him, and then it's cut fade to black.
Yeah.
And then that song they play.
Do you think Don Draper gets coupons for some of the ads he works on?
Well, he should.
Like, he should have gotten at least a free carousel for that Kodak thing.
I work at an advertising agency, which is where we're recording right now, and Nick asked me before the podcast whether I get coupons for the companies whose ads we make, and I told him not really.
That's not crazy, but they laughed at me like I was crazy for asking that question. I would just think you should. You're helping with their campaign.
I would appreciate it, but it's not something I've ever expected.
Not even discounts?
No.
You can't get like 25% off some animal style french fries?
Every once in a while, they'll pass out.
Yeah, you've thrown me a Wetzel's pretzel.
I have thrown you a Wetzel's pretzel.
What about literally? A Groupon? Literally? Do you get Groupons?
You just wanted to say Groupon.
Kind of did.
Get your Groupon?
No.
I just wrote an ad for that.
Get your Groupon.
Get your Groupon. And it's a black guy with a boombox.
Yeah.
If you're listening to this and you're a black guy with a boombox, you're probably really happy because you just got mentioned twice.
He's probably doing a spin move, high-fiving his friend, doing the back high-five, too.
I think that the high point in black guy with a boombox's life was when he walked up to a young Axl Rose and said, "Do you know where you are? You're in the jungle, baby. You're going to die." And walked away.
I think that's what every black guy with a boombox
actual
aspires
excerpt
to.
From Axl Rose's autobiography.
Oh, my God. That's amazing. Well, so is do you think Bryan Cranston is just going to win? Because obviously it's probably Don Draper, Bryan Cranston.
Well, let's skip ahead to what you're talking about.
Well, I would say, to better stall, I mean, Bryan Cranston still has two more years where he can...
Better stall? Brother of Gunner stall?
I thought this was last season.
Yeah, but okay. There's going to be 8 that aired this summer. He's nominated for season 4 right now. There's going to be 8 that aired this summer that he can be nominated for, and 8 next summer that he can be nominated for.
I really just want someone to get that Gunner stall reference.
What about Steve Buscemi?
Nookie?
Guy?
No.
Well, but what do you think would be played if he wins?
No idea.
I think he has a shot.
Yeah.
And didn't he win a couple years ago?
No.
I think he won.
Mr. Cunningham. Mr. White, yeah. Because he wins it every damn year.
But what did Steve Buscemi win? That was it a Golden Globe?
I think it was a Golden Globe, an Emmy.
It was because Ricky Gervais was there when he won.
All I know is he put on lipstick and he crossed that name off his list of Patrick Gill.
Billy Madison.
And he shot the guy from Cabin in the Woods.
Nope.
In the butt.
It was in the ass?
Yeah, it was in the ass.
It was Eric, yeah, because he had balls and they were weird.
Well, they were weird. I think it's a tough category. I mean,
I just want John Hamm to win.
Who else is in it?
So Steve Buscemi for Boardwalk Empire, Bryan Cranston for Breaking Bad, Michael C. Hall for Dexter.
Oh, I hope he doesn't win.
Hugh Bonneville for Downton Abbey, Damian Lewis for Homeland, and John Hamm.
I think Downton Abbey's going to win everything just because of Downton Abbey.
Hasn't Dexter...
You haven't seen Downton Abbey.
He's won past. Like
he's
the
already
first...
won?
Yeah, oh, it might be Golden Globe. I don't know if it's Emmy.
He should not win for this past season of that shit show, Dexter. Oh, shit. I said it.
I haven't seen that.
I enjoyed this season for the most part, especially because I felt like the smartest man alive.
Yeah, Travis actually called what the twist was, like, at the first episode or something, and that was pretty... That was the favorite part of me watching it, was that I was like, I know a guy who guessed it, but... At the very end, I was like, this is stupid. I'm done. I hate you, Dexter, and your big face and head.
Just 2 more seasons, bro. Just weather it out.
Are you okay? I'm fine.
But I do. You know what? I will say, Damian Lewis on Homeland was actually... I think he stands a pretty good shot. Yeah, I really liked it.
I liked it, too. I thought that Mandy Patinkin's character deserved...
Well, he's freaking Mandy Patinkin.
He's always asking for that coffee.
Well, this problem in the world today is coffee in a cardboard cup.
What the hell does that mean?
It's a song he always sings, according to Jimmy Pardo.
From what?
Never Not Funny.
So are we allowed to acknowledge that other podcasts exist?
No. I don't know, but I always have to make Travis
it's
say the name.
Me and Abe are always told to shut up.
No, early on, there were rules put down that none of us were supposed to do it, and they were originally made
for... No, you can mention it, but I'm saying don't steal a bit from them.
But I'm the worst offender, I think.
You're just the worst.
Yeah, the worst.
But yeah... Homeland is fantastic.
But yeah.
I'm pulling for Bryan Cranston. As much as I love Mad Men.
But Bryan Cranston always wins.
But, I mean...
And he was... I don't want to say it, but...
Mammon.
At the end of the last season, he was
Rude. Well, I mean,
Don Draper? No,
I don't know what you're talking about.
His character in Walter White, how he plays him, is just like, is so intense and so awesome. I mean,
is it as intense as you get right now?
It's probably not as good as when he was Malcolm's dad, though.
Oh, that was
he's
that
pretty
was,
intense.
That was a, he was awesome as Malcolm's dad.
Or his guest star appearance on X-Files.
Or Seinfeld.
Oh, Seinfeld.
Why mm-hmm. was the dad from Terra Nova not nominated?
I think it's because he was in a really shitty show.
Yeah.
You mean the guy from Life on Mars? The American version?
I know what you're talking about.
Yes, that guy.
He was Wesker in the third Resident Evil movie.
That No, that was Val Kilmer. It really was.
I'm just looking forward to Terra Nova coming back.
Terra Nova.
Right?
To everyone on the show.
Terra Nova's not coming back.
You just confused.
Are you serious, Clark?
here's something to think about. The guy who played the head of the camp in Terra Nova, who also played the head of the camp
from Avatar.
In Avatar, he's now played the same character in a film and on the small screen. So
next to Broadway.
It's almost like he's doing the inverse of the Tracy Jordan EGOT thing where you try to win an award for everyone. He's trying to play the same shitty character. So next
Beauty,
he has
Beauty
to
and the Beast, Gaston,
yes.
on Broadway?
Yeah.
What?
What?
And then he has to record a spoken word album of no-nonsense straight talk.
Yeah, nice. I'm down.
About how to lose
I
weight.
Like his character.
I want some 7-Up.
I'm just glad he can be a...
It's impromptu.
It's in here.
I told you it's empty.
Well, why did you say that
it's
can have some?
Like
I said it's empty.
It's almost like they planned this.
I said
it. Cassim
7-Up, and then he said, yeah, yeah. And then he
no,
said
no, no.
it to me, and it was empty.
No, no, no. I said it's empty.
No,
no. I said it's empty. You said, give me. Give me. And then you're like, it's empty.
You didn't say
This is the plot of every soft drink commercial. Two guys fighting over soft drink.
No!
I think this ad agency building is haunted, and we're just going to start reenacting all commercials. I know basic plots to it. Well, so what else is going on in drama? So Walking Dead didn't get nominated for drama?
Good.
For any, well...
I'm sure it got nominated
none of the main
some.
Categories.
So what's his name? The guy from...
Carl.
Love Actually.
Coral.
Coral.
The guy who has the sign that says you're perfect the way you are or something. Or
every episode, that's every episode.
Where's Coral?
It.
Where's Coral? Coral? Where's my Coral? Coral?
Carl, get in the house.
I swear to God.
Carl's never in the house.
I swear to God, he's like grabbing his hair and he pulls out his gun and he's shaking it in someone's face and that's the whole show.
And his wife.
And his wife is a bit of a
like,
cunt.
I want you to kill this guy. Wait, you kill? I hate you. You killed him. It's like...
You sure you wanted to use that word on our podcast?
Lady?
You just talked about dripping vaginas last episode, and then he says cunt, and you're like, hey,
hey,
I think we should tone it down.
I think you'll be more upset that you lied about giving me 7-0.
I said it's empty.
You said, yeah.
No, I said it's empty. I didn't want to say it loud.
Go to the tapes.
Run it back.
We'll find it.
This is very awkward. So what
drama series.
Thank you,
y'all. Boardwalk Empire, Breaking Bad, Downton Abbey, Game of Thrones, not nominated in the actor category, Homeland,
supporting.
I think Downton Abbey's going to win. I think they're going
to
win everything.
I haven't seen the show.
No, you know why? It's because it's a show I don't watch, and it's always a show I don't watch that just wins everything.
It's some English.
What has it won?
I'll say I
really
like
Game
of Thrones.
In the past?
No, it hasn't, but since out of all those shows... It's the one I haven't really seen, so I'm assuming it's going to win, because I'll be like, oh, okay, great.
I hope
but you don't watch Game of Thrones or Homeland.
Oh, I hope Homeland's got no chance.
I hope Susan
Lucci
wins
gut
this
feeling.
Year. Is that still a thing?
Nah, she won.
Isn't that the Tonys?
Are you talking about...
That's
more than
daytime.
Those are
the daytime.
Oh, yeah. You talking about La Lucci?
What?
That's what Regis always called it. La Lucci.
What? You watching Regis?
not this morning.
This conversation, if this is like 25 years ago, it'd been gold.
Are you a 25-year-old, like, house... 25-year-old.
Let me ask you this.
25-year-old?
Yeah,
there
we go.
Did you watch the Regis this morning?
Yeah.
That's an Archer reference, everybody.
You don't need to tell everyone what the reference is. That's good. They know. It's funnier that way. What do you quote?
I don't think you can say that there was a show that had more dramatic awesomeness than Breaking Bad.
Yeah. Oh, no. I mean, yeah, Breaking
Bad. I thought you were saying that, that episode of Archer, that pause, because that was really dramatic. But
that last no, I think season, Yama's trying to keep us on topic, and everybody just keeps going.
That's fine. That last season of Breaking Bad was insane. Like,
go get me a 7-Up.
Yeah, we can get you 7-Up.
No, I mean,
no, it was that last season was just was amazing, and I loved every minute of it.
It was
that ending.
It was like an awesome game of like chess, Thrones, or cat and mouse. Thrones.
I thought that's what he was gonna say.
No, it was like an awesome game of cat and mouse where it's like
it was literally. Have you seen an awesome game of cat and mouse? I mean, man, when
Tom and Jerry.
Is that what that means?
Yeah.
Tom and Jerry.
Yeah.
Because that's a fucking game. There's some shit going down. Mm-hmm. Like, if you watch Tom and Jerry, go at it.
It's on Cartoon Network a lot now.
No, I don't care.
I'm asking you're talking question, about it.
Is that what I mean by game
of cat and mouse? Game of cat and mouse is like bait and switch.
You're mean.
No, it's not bait and switch.
No, he doesn't know that. He just
it's just someone chasing after someone else. It's like a cat chasing usually, a mouse.
But is that how you would describe that season of Breaking Bad? Because... I don't know.
I think it's just
they horrible. Weren't really. They were not really.
Funny. I describe it as a
are
coup d'état.
Are you raising your hand?
I think, no.
I describe it as a coup d'état.
I think chess, like a game of chess, might be a better.
I think you playing chess, while we playing checkers.
It's two guys battling wits the whole season.
No, no, wait. Jim just did a thing where someone interrupts a conversation, and he. What'd you say?
You played checkers. Well. You playing chess, but I didn't say the N-word in it.
Oh, okay. And then when I was in high school, the best thing I was ever told to two of my teammates when I played high school basketball were talking, and I said something, and they're like, "Why y'all up in the Kool-Aid while we drinking Snapple?" And I, even though it was mean towards me, I started laughing hysterically.
What does that mean?
Like, why you all up in my business when we're not talking to you?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then if there were other guys around, their response would have been,
I thought,
oh, shit!
I thought maybe it meant, like, because Kool-Aid is more of, like, a childish drink, and Snapple's maybe a little more grown up, so it's, like,
getting deeper into it.
No, you. No.
I think Kool-Aid is superior to Snapple.
No, it is. Mostly Tropical Punch Kool-Aid.
Have you tried Snapple Lemonade, though? Like the tea lemonade?
The cans?
No. The bottle. The bottle in it. It's pretty good, actually.
Bottle.
Like, really good.
Oh, like really good. Wow. All right, well, okay, so Death and Abby's going to take all the awards.
While we were talking about Breaking Bad, though, there's...
It was excellent. We already covered that.
They've heard about the spinoff thing? They want to spin off the
lawyer. Oh, the cartoon?
But no, they want to spin off the lawyer character.
They want to do a Better Call Saul show.
That'd be kind of cool.
That show is basically... cat and mouse playing chess while people are playing checkers.
But then they start drinking Snapple and like, wait a minute, this is Kool-Aid. Yeah, I'm down for that. Alright, so what about comedies?
Well,
I want to say before you say anything about who's in it, I think Downton Abbey's going to win all the comedy awards as well.
Yeah, I think so. Well, I mean, it's a name that I hear and I haven't watched it, so.
I'll say for comedy,
it sounds
for best
classy.
The Big Bang Theory, Curb Your Enthusiasm, Girls, Modern Family, 30 Rock, and Veep.
Since Curb is the funniest show ever made, if it doesn't win, then I mean it doesn't win.
I don't think it's going to win.
It doesn't like it.
I just really hope Girls loses.
Why? Because you hate Girls?
No, the show, it's not for me.
Is it theme song Girls, Girls, Girls by Modern Family?
Is it or is it Girl by Gang? Every single person in the show Girls is an unlikable monster.
I'm just going based on the ads that I've seen for it. Like,
you haven't seen the show.
I refuse to watch it.
What are you? Why are you so angry, Girls? Wait, if you've never seen it.
How the hell is Louis not nominated for comedy?
That's a good question.
You should see the look on Aaron's face when he asked.
He's nominated for actor.
He is nominated.
I think it just means like after 11 o'clock, Aaron just gets really sleepy. I think that's what the look on his face means as well.
I know that's odd.
That what?
Odd.
No, the Louis thing, I mean...
Oh, I thought you meant, like, because after 11, if you're looking at 4chan, you stay awake. But if you're not looking at 4chan after 11, you fall asleep.
I will say Curb should win, but if Modern Family, 30 Rock, or Veep win, I'd be okay with those.
I've never seen
Veep. I'm going to pull for the Big Bang Theory.
Of course you
I enjoy that show. I guess I'm the only one.
No, I enjoy it.
Wait, did Aaron hear? Aaron heard something.
I've heard Girls described as Sex in the City for hipsters. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, so it's awesome?
So, okay, so no one's really seen it, but Yama probably, but everyone's just guessing and assuming what it's about. I want to say, I heard Downton Abbey is just like Girls as well, since I haven't seen either of those.
I heard The Big Bang Theory rapes children.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
That's what I heard in my head.
You know what, I've seen every episode of Sex in the City about 5 times. I enjoy that shit.
No, I'd say Girls is nothing like it. The first episode of Girls, you watch it and you hate everyone in it, and you find their lives and their concerns useless. And then as you're watching it, you realize that, oh, that's the point of the show.
Wait, is this an HBO show?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Are they getting boned all the time?
Sometimes.
Oh, okay.
But then, like, on Walk in the Room, that podcast, they mentioned how they're just like unattractive. The yeah.
What? And there's, like, it's a weird thing. It's not supposed to be sexy sex.
So it's, like, funny.
They're homely women.
Well, one of them is that. One of them's really hot, actually.
So you can't get your...
That's the daughter of Brian Williams.
No, no. Oh, it's not like there's a DeLorean parked outside of the turkey place.
Did that happen today?
What?
Wait, was that during the...
That was last week.
That was last week's podcast.
That was last week's episode.
Last week.
Yeah. We're all wearing different clothes and such. Yeah.
So wait, did anybody watch that show Veep?
I did.
I want to. I just haven't watched it yet.
Is it good?
I thought it was very funny.
TBS's motto.
No, like, well, no, first off,
Veep is HBO.
You've got Buster.
Did you scroll mustache?
Oh my god, you did! Where the hell did that come from?
Because he drank water.
Oh, okay. But like Buster from Arrested Development's in Veep, and he's awesome on it. Like, the whole cast is pretty funny. Matt Walsh is always.
Oh, he, okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. All right, well, Downton
Abbey. What is that? It is a period drama.
I don't want to see no show about no periods.
And it's English, and it's won a few BAFTAs.
Have you seen it?
Downton Abbey?
Yeah. BAFTAs? Isn't BAFTA that group of those adults that love little boys?
That's NAMBLA.
Oh. Wait, the better than
BAFTA is the British version of NAMBLA.
Oh, okay.
Wait, Yama, do you like it better than Game of Thrones?
Yeah, I don't love Game of Thrones as a show, to be honest.
What?
I like
he
the
said
story.
He didn't like Game of Thrones as much.
I like the story. If you go on Wikipedia or on a wiki of Ice and Fire, which is the Wikipedia dedicated to
that's fantastic.
The books, and you just read the story, it's a quite enjoyable story. But the show, so far, has kind of plucked these like pieces of the story up that are not even the most interesting.
Here's
and
what
made an hour-long thing about it.
There's a bunch of shit missing.
Yeah.
Here's what I heard about the writer. He looks like a big, big, large man.
And, he does.
He's the main thing that turned me off from watching it. It's just...
Why?
He just looks dirty.
Do you hate Guillermo del Toro?
I don't love him.
Do you hate Benicio del Toro?
No, I love him. He was in Pee Wee's, that Big Top Pee Wee.
Yeah, he was. He was the dog.
George R.R. Martin looks like the kind of guy who tells you old sea stories, like, and he's crusty.
And then tries to touch your pee-pee. I'm not down.
Well, that's...
No, I'll eventually watch Downton Abbey and also Game of Thrones.
I hope so.
Because I want to see what this winter's all about.
Or as I call it, the fucking and killing show.
Downton Abbey?
No, Game of Thrones should be called the fucking and killing show.
Wow.
Yep.
All right. Well, that's good. And what I mean, and what there's like special effects things and for them and what else? I mean, what's going? What else?
I don't think there's an effect.
No, that's awesome. Mm-hmm.
Which?
That's
okay,
awesome.
What about like nominations for actors and stuff?
For comedy actor
or so women actors?
So lead actress, which is not a term I thought people still used. Lena Dunham in Girls.
Oh.
Melissa McCarthy in Mike and Molly.
Mm-hmm.
And steam coming from undercarriage.
Zoe Deschanel in New Girl.
Ooh. Is it raining outside, Siri?
Edie Falco in Nurse Jackie.
She's in the...
Amy Poehler in Parks and Recreation.
I just want Amy Poehler to win.
Tina Fey in 30 Rock.
Or Tina Fey.
And Julia Louis-Dreyfus in B.
Okay, the last three I actually...
Yeah.
Like, when you were listing that off, up until those last three, I was just like, I don't care about any of these.
Yeah, I'm not
sure. I'm going to go for Zoe Deschanel.
Why do you do this?
Why?
Just to make me angry?
So I have to like everything
you
like.
Yeah. On that show. Oh, okay. That show was funny. It's just that
Travis
horrible...
yelling
what?
In my ear.
What? That show was funny.
Travis
New
yelling
Girl
at me.
Good.
It's yeah. Gotten better.
It's just a terrible...
You know what? 2 years from now,
life.
You're going to see it on Netflix, and you're going to say you like it. and then you're going to ask me why I never told you about
it. Wait, I'm going to be busy watching Downton Abbey.
Is someone judging New Girl because of the iPhone?
No, I'm judging her.
Yes.
But I enjoy New Girl. I'm just saying that, sir, is it raining outside? It's like, how, can't you just look out the window?
That was the best Zoe Deschanel voice I've ever heard.
I don't want to hear ever again about people talking about that commercial. And obviously, yeah, she did something stupid, I get it. But everyone, every time they bring up that commercial, she should just look outside. I've heard old women and little kids say that joke.
Let me ask you this. What's the deal with airline food? And why don't they just make the whole plane out of the thing that the black box is made out of? Am I right?
You know, I never heard that.
Yes, you have.
No, wait.
80 times. The same comedian who says the airplane food joke says, well, you know, the black box always survives. Why don't they just make the whole plane out of that?
Well, you know, but seriously, why don't they?
I don't think we've ever found out the answer.
You can't reinforce a plane like you can reinforce a black box.
You just answered that question seriously.
No, the answer is that you don't bury the alive bodies or something.
That survivors can't be buried.
There we go.
The alive bodies. I want to stop and recognize at Bad Banana on Twitter for saying one of the funniest Zooey Deschanel related things I've ever heard, which is...
Siri, is it raining outside?
But why can't she just look outside?
It's true.
Has anyone ever brought that to anyone's attention? At Bad Banana on Twitter said something to the effect of, I just landed at LAX and I've already seen 54 Zooey Deschanels. Good stuff, sir. So it doesn't sound like people think Zooey Deschanel qualifies as outstanding.
Or at least don't bring up that joke in front of Nick.
Yes.
As the other lesson we've learned today, because he will get angry.
Why don't any of us have strong feelings about strong women in film?
You know, Amy Poehler, like for Parks and Recreation, I think she should
She's
win.
She's pretty badass in that, yeah.
Badass, I don't know about
you that. Throw around that thing like a frisbee.
It's because you just saw the Danny Trejo movie.
I use badass all the time. Wait, what?
No, but you're saying she's badass in that. It's kind of like...
Well, it's a catch-all phrase.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus, she's great in everything pretty much. I hope she wins because she's awesome.
Even
she's
new great adventures, on Meet. New Adventures of Old Christine.
I don't think she's ever been
with
funnier
Agent Coulson?
Than she was in the Healthy Choice frozen entree commercial.
Oh, she was awesome.
Oh, yeah, she was in that.
She was in the first Troll movie.
Or
shit.
And Christmas Vacation.
I'll show you where you can put that. What did you say? Bend over, I'll show you.
You got a lot of nerve talking to me like that, Chris.
I thought you were talking about Troll.
What about comedy actors?
Comedy actor, we have Jim Parsons in The Big Bang Theory, Larry David in Curb Your Enthusiasm, Don Cheadle in Hotel Rwanda. That's actually what I thought when I saw the name Don Cheadle. And something called House of Lies, which I'm not.
Oh, well, I'm going for that Don Cheadle.
Don Cheadle.
There you go.
That's his poor name.
And he actually retweeted you.
He did, I did. That was the proudest moment of my life.
Wouldn't this poor name just be Bucks Wolf?
No. See,
that's what someone said.
You know what? I sent out a tweet saying, "With your Hollywood powers, can you please make the porn industry use the name Don Cheadle?" And he retweeted it, and then an ESPN writer messaged me saying, "But isn't he already Bucks Wolf?" And then I messaged the writer that it really kicks, and then the writer messaged me back. Saying, come on, get freaky with it. It was the greatest exchange I've ever had.
You fell in love on Twitter.
I did.
It sounds like you guys met cute.
Yep.
As they say. Louis C.K. in Louis, Alec Baldwin in 30 Rock, and John Cryer in 2 and a Half Men.
Well, either Alec Baldwin, Louis C.K., or...
Jim Parsons.
No, or...
Or Ducky.
No,
Ducky.
Or...
Larry David.
Larry David. If one of those three win, I'll be happy. Really, Larry David deserves to win.
I think Larry or Louis, I think, honestly.
Yeah, Larry David or Louis. Yeah. But if Alec Baldwin wins, I wouldn't be mad.
I would say Don Cheadle is actually pretty good in that House of Lies.
Please keep me.
I'm sorry.
In what?
House of Lies, that's what he's nominated
for. Oh, wait, Don Cheadle's actually nominated for...
Yeah, for House of Lies.
What the hell is House of Lies?
I just thought you threw in John Cheadle.
John Cheadle?
His brother, John Cheadle.
John Cheadle.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's got to say it now.
Yep. I thought
wait,
he was
so John Cheadle. Right,
yes. Well, I'm saying John Cheadle.
Yeah. So John Cheadle, right? He's in this show. Like, what is it? Talk Dirty to Me.
It's called House of Lies.
Yeah.
Talk Dirty to Me is a thing. It's something else.
No, that's to lies to me.
Lie to me.
Tell me that you love me.
There's a show called Tell Me That You Love Me. That's been in my head for like 2 weeks.
Or probably the name of his biography, Bret Michaels' biography.
And in Talk Dirty to Me, in that song, he's getting a girl, he's taking her to the old man's Ford, behind the bushes, then he takes her into like a cellar
down
and locks
basement,
down the basement.
And you lock the cellar.
So that song's about him murdering someone and no one's ever found that
no,
body.
No, it's not.
It's just torture sex dungeon.
It's about he's taking that girl down there to have sex with her.
And then he finds out he's got diabetes.
No, that's
diabetes.
And then he locks her up.
He locks the door so her daddy won't come down and find him fucking.
What?
But he's going to hear that.
If they're fucking? What if he has his hand over her nose and mouth?
He's trying to suffocate her.
No, but what if she's into that sort of thing?
I don't know. When I hear someone's being taken down to a cellar, it sounds like you're going to get murdered.
But what if you're going down there with Bret Michaels?
What
if you
lose your boner?
Well, you know what? You don't expect Bret Michaels to murder you. See? That's how
that's
it works.
A good point.
See?
Yeah, see? So he locks the cellar door, bangs you with his big wang, and then...
He does have a big wang. I saw him use it on Pamela Anderson.
He did.
Bret Michaels?
I will say,
yeah.
But yeah, no, that Don Cheadle thing is
Bret Michaels and Pamela Anderson.
Yeah, and she, like, the angle's
Pamela
better.
Pamela Anderson was in another sex
film.
Yeah,
yeah,
you didn't know that?
It's not like crappy, like, the
yeah,
I love you, baby.
I rented that piece
rock.
Of shit.
Reese
turns
the boat with his cock.
Yeah. See, but with the Bret Michaels one, it's like, it's in front of them, and it... He's sitting, laying on his back, and she gets on top of him. It's better.
Was
better
it the
angles.
Kind of thing where he was like, "Man, you need to do a better job than that piece of shit"?
No, I don't know if it was before or after. Tommy
I hope
Lee.
It was after.
I almost called him Tommy Lee Jones. I was very close.
I think it was during.
No, it was after it happened.
Yeah.
Look at the size of that cock. It's making me cry.
Do you
isn't
think
that would say Captain America? But
yeah.
He didn't say cock.
I like that version better.
Oh my god.
Do you think that in the Tommy Lee Jones sex tape when it comes out, he fucks the girl in a hen house and outhouse?
Oh shit.
I hope so.
Oh,
and we'll be back.
No, he said, I gotta go home and I gotta fuck some wieners.
I said fuck some millionaires.
It sounded like wieners to me.
Because I said it fast, fuck some millionaires.
Oh, that sounds just like it. But he said wieners.
Fuck some wieners.
Yeah. Alright, well, we got some questions.
My own wiener.
And, oh, so you meant beat off then.
That's so gross.
No, well, I said fuck some millionaires.
No, that would mean you can't fuck your own wiener unless you stuff it up your ass.
That's Trevor.
No, that's not fucking your wiener. It's fucking yourself.
It's hand fuck.
Unless he turns it inside out.
Wait, like if you're like putting your finger in your wiener hole, then you would be fucking your wiener.
You mean I'm like
no,
dry docking my finger?
Finger in yourself.
No, your finger would be in your butthole.
Hand fuck.
I don't know.
That's gross.
All right, well, we got some questions here.
That was not one of the questions. I would really greatly rather.
All right, so here's a question once again from Six Color Stories, Lynn. She asked.
She likes us.
Yeah, she does. She actually listens. I don't know why, but she listens.
Every
thank
week
you.
She's like, is
thank
it
thank you
up?
For listening. Yeah, she actually asked us for that. So thank you for being our number one listener. Well, in Six Color Stories, go see it. Go to the website.
Fossen.
Other than Joe Van Fossen of Noctuary.
And Black Guy with a Boombox.
Sunset Unlimited fame. Yeah. So Lynn asked, what is the best thing about doing the comic, and have you guys ever wanted to quit?
Yeah, it's funny someone would ask that this month.
Alright, well, yeah. In the beginning I wanted to quit, just to make it short. They didn't want me to do a comic that was too preachy in the beginning about a Thanksgiving or something. It was about, because I was making the joke genocide with more genocide. And then Nick just didn't think it was funny, and then they said they didn't want to do it, so I said, well, I'm going to quit. And then I didn't, obviously, so, and then it ended up getting the most hits we had at the time.
I was just scared.
Then... recently I wanted to quit, and then instead of quitting, I just took a one-month hiatus, so I haven't written a comic in a month, and so Trevor over here has been writing all the comics.
Except for, well, Abe.
I did one.
And Eric. Oh, and Eric. Oh, I'm so sorry, guys.
I haven't written a comic in more than a month. Does that mean I quit?
Yeah. Well, I didn't
isn't
want to do it
isn't there another part
while.
Of the question?
Huh?
There's two parts.
There is. Well, I'm just doing the quit part. first, real quick, because then everyone else can answer the other thing.
Well, quitting, I mean, recently I've always thought, but because I'm so busy and I feel bad that I don't write as many comics because of work, I have to do all this crap for work, and I don't contribute, so I feel like I'm not doing anything, so sometimes I'm like, I should just quit, but I'm not going to, because it's fun.
You look like you're falling asleep right now.
Oh, I am.
Yeah, so I mean, really, well, I mean, really, in regards to quit, since there's six of us, we don't really ever have to stop doing it and quit. If Aaron ever just wants to stop drawing it, then it's pretty much done.
I've been doing it. We could just write we could just write posts. I've been here all 270, and
since why do you have an accent all of a sudden?
I'm gonna keep going.
So. All right. See, so there you go. And also, the best thing about doing the comic.
We're at 270. Yeah.
Oh, all right. Good job. All right. So the best part about doing the comic.
So we all get to hang out and have fun and send emails all day.
That has nothing to do with the comic. Oh, sending the emails that no, none of us.
Yeah.
Oh, that none of us read.
Yeah.
Hey, you need to send it to my work.
You know what?
Send emails.
You don't read them.
Dude, I'm taking a break from the comic, and you did the Assassin's Creed one. That's fine. We needed a fill-in. You did it. Good. Travis is a little upset.
Some people wanted T-shirts.
No, I know. I don't have a problem
with
that.
That's a win in my book.
That's a good way to look at the bright side. No, I like just writing. I just like the fan feedback and just people saying that they like things and stuff like that. So.
Well, those are large.
I mean, so yeah. So things like that. So yeah. Anyone else?
I like that I get to experiment with my drawings and stuff sometimes. That I get to just draw weird, wacky things sometimes. Because sometimes you guys make me draw weird things, like mainly Nick.
What weird things do I make you draw?
Animal style.
Oh, animal style. I never thought I'd draw people having sex under cheese, secret sauce.
Slices of cheese.
Yeah, or Kratos holding two giant penises in his hands. I got to draw that. Man, I've drawn some weird things. I drew a soda can with boobs.
You drew Man Thing and...
with a big wiener. I actually drew the wiener. Anytime there's a pixelated wiener, by the way, I actually do draw the wiener.
So wait, so you actually draw Travis with wieners?
Oh, no. That's the only time I
go. So there's pictures of Travis with his wiener and balls hanging out.
Like his balls? Do you draw like balls?
Actually, I do just draw gone. Balls. I do draw.
Just say that you drew the wiener. No,
you could have easily just lied right now.
Actually, I mean,
no one would know.
So is it more manly that you're just drawing balls and not wiener?
I know how to draw a wiener, though.
Wait, you drew balls,
it's
but...
It's not like I've using a reference and looking at a picture.
I've never had to draw his
wiener. Or he stands in front of you with
his
wiener.
But you've never seen my balls either, but you evidently drew...
All I do is I draw two balls.
Well, Nick's seen your balls.
I've seen his balls.
True story. That's a game changer.
But yeah, normally, if it's pixelated, usually there was something underneath that, those pixels.
What about you, Travis?
Is there a way for people to take the comic and do something to it and figure out what's under it?
Okay, there are ways to unpixel things in Photoshop. I will not go into that, though, because it's kind of weird.
I mean, if someone wants to do that, they can.
I mean, yeah, you can.
But you got to be really weird to want to do that to our comic. I mean,
so it's not like we're putting sexy things.
Could just create a whole Tumblr of unpixelated obscure gentleman panels.
Sure.
Yeah. I'm just saying this so that someone does. I want someone to
do
that.
No one's going to do that.
Why won't they?
They're
listening to this.
That's true. If you're listening to this, you might actually do that. So
That's like a redneck joke?
Maybe you, Fossen.
If you're listening to the obscure gentleman, you just might unpixelate their comics.
Oh my God.
That was hilarious.
Wow.
What about Yama?
What?
With the question.
I answered it roundabout.
Yeah.
And I enjoy it because we all get to hang out. We're pretty much an episode.
So the C word, camaraderie. Huh?
Travis loves camaraderie.
He does.
I do. I enjoy camaraderie. I'll go to a restaurant where I'm not going to eat just to hang out.
That's weird.
You've done it.
I don't know why that's weird. I like hanging out.
For those who don't know, Travis hates Chinese food.
And the Chinese.
There's a comic about it. There is a comic about.
You looked at it like a secret. You looked at it like, how can you see
no,
that?
No, it's because I'm half asleep.
I definitely enjoy hanging out as far as like working on the comic. I enjoy recording the podcasts and all that. But personally, I also, for me, I like somewhat trying to push myself better as far as my writing goes. And
I love Travis's blogs. I hate writing the blogs, but when he reads them, they're actually enjoyable. I write them, it's like homework. I hate writing the blogs.
He does do a good job of writing the blogs, because I had him write the blog for the last comic.
Yeah, because they're actually entertaining to me. Like, when I write them, I'm like, no one, this is just shit. It's just me complaining, saying, oh, this is stupid, mm-hmm. dumb. Travis actually adds, like, flair to it, so
mine
it's
are like two sentences.
Yeah.
mine are crazy rants.
Yeah, so I really love it just because fans and people actually read them and say, hey, that was funny. I like that, and it's good. Yeah. And I get to work with these guys and usually not run a script by them and just send it to Aaron and then he produces it. So.
I really enjoy like having an idea in my head and like, you know.
Now you have an Irish chin strap all of a sudden.
It's like I'm aging before your guys. No, I mean, I like having an idea, you know.
No, just you're getting hairier.
Yeah, giving Aaron a script and then like a few days later actually seeing what my idea was. Most of the time I'm seeing exactly what I envisioned. Sometimes I have to coach him.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I enjoy that.
All right, what else we got?
Question wise?
I got a question.
I thought you had the question.
No, I'm all out of questions. I have one more question.
You came here to chew bubble gum and ask questions.
Profound one.
Profound one. I don't have a profound question.
It was who is
just read your question.
I forgot. Just read your question.
Okay. This one is also from Kevin Tolles on Facebook.
Oh, isn't that the guy from last
who?
Dino Kevin Tolles.
Well, I thought it was Dino.
Dino Kevin Tolles, the guy who really loves Dean Martin.
And he asks,
ain't that a kick in the
why mind? Why you guys have
do it in a voice.
Yeah. Why you guys have guest comics
when you know
and
you
who
got
come up with idea of that?
When you know you got friends. walking on. Okay, well, we have guest comics because I like a lot of other web comics, and I just like to see their versions of us. I mean, I've seen, who's done guest web comics for us? I mean, we've had a lot of people at that time. I mean, the Frumps did a guest web comic for us. I like the way they do them. I mean, we've had a lot of people do web comics for us, and it's like, oh wow, that's how they did it. I mean, Esca Works did it, and rest in peace.
I love that.
Yeah, I mean, his artwork was awesome. I mean, I think his website's down now, but he had a web comic that looked really awesome. One of his main characters actually looked like my character. Someone pointed out. So,
is that why his site is down?
Yes, because we sued him. No, he got really busy, but. I mean, I look forward to him eventually returning, hopefully, so.
It's pretty cool seeing other people.
And plus, most of the reason, you know, another good thing about the guest comics is it helps bring in more readers.
That's true. And also, it's cool to see other people do my art and stuff like that. Or, like, translate the characters.
Yeah, because it's kind of weird seeing, like, well, someone just drew me, but a different version of me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, but also,
Travis is a cat.
Yeah, I heard a bell. That's weird.
No, it's just Abe's pulling up all of the guest comics for you.
Oh, wow, he is.
In case you needed them.
Next
question!
What?
We had another question, didn't we?
I have two.
Because I remember you said...
I can't find who said it, though.
I remember... I think it was a girl and she... A woman.
It was a girl.
No, it wasn't.
And she...
No, I'm pretty sure it was Six Color Stories. I think it was Lynn.
Well, it was on our Obscure Gentleman Facebook page, and it said, who inspires your life?
No, someone just said, who are your role models?
Who are your role models? That's what it was. No, Paul
Rudd and Sean William Scott.
Paul Rudd?
I knew you
Paul
were going to say
that. Paul Rudd tweeted that to us?
No, they're my role models.
Oh, I got you.
God damn it.
These Mike and Ike's make me feel sick.
Yeah. Be the beast.
Okay, well, who are you guys' role models? Like, I mean, basically comedy-wise. For the comedy.
It doesn't have to be comedy.
For the comic, I mean...
Comic?
For writing, like...
Like, for writing, like, when you, like, funny-wise.
Yeah.
I mean, I would say for me, George Carlin would be the number one, Jimmy Pardo. I mean, just those are, like, two of the funniest people to me, so, I mean, that they inspire me. I guess David Cross, Patton Oswalt. And no one else is inspired by anyone.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
Randy West.
For me, I guess
that's
art,
a
art wise, because I wouldn't say comedy wise. I think I've actually said this.
I'm gonna say
before.
John Kay. I'm gonna say
Jack Kirby.
So Jack Kirby is excellent. Darwin Cook. I really love his stuff right now.
You are talking like the Predator in that episode of Workaholics right now. Guys, seriously.
Yeah,
you keep referencing the Predator. Do you mean like To Catch a Predator?
Yeah, it's
or
To Catch a Predator.
Yeah,
no, it's
like
not it's not the guy from NSYNC.
Well, you shouldn't say that then.
As
I said.
Christopher Patrick?
As far as if I'm not just listening to comic book artists, webcomics, but like Sunday Funnies, I'd have to say Bill Watterson for Covenant Hobbs. And
That's the guy who created all those Jesus stickers.
And Aaron Magruder for The Boondocks. Those are really the two only funnies that I ever really read, to be honest. I never really liked Garfield.
I don't know, everyone has to hate on Garfield.
No, he likes lasagna and he's fat.
I don't, it's Monday, he's pissed.
I don't hate Garfield, but... I mean, I read mostly Calvin and Hobbes when I was in elementary school, and I thought that was a lot cooler.
What about the Peanuts?
I like the Peanuts, too.
Oh, the Peanuts are great. I just like saying the Peanuts.
Yeah, Peanuts Gang is pretty cool.
You know what they're called?
Peanuts.
Peanuts Gang?
Yeah, the Peanuts Gang.
Yamo, who makes you giggle?
The first webcomic I really got into was My New Filing Technique is Unstoppable, which is David Reese's comic that he started right after 9/11. With basically using, I think, Microsoft clip art. And it was inspiring to me because I think I tend to sometimes, or I used to, create these crazy visual scenarios, and the joke would be in a character being dressed up a certain way or something like that. And in the My Little Filing Technique comic, the joke is really in the dialogue because the panels are just whatever clip art he happened to have. And it's hilarious. And it's almost funnier that these characters are in the exact same pose in every panel. Also not as a webcomic, but just as a humor source of inspiration. The Onion has been huge in my life.
Oh, that news? That news website?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Travis?
It's fake news? Oh my god.
Comedic.
I can't believe it.
Travis already said Shaman's got Paul Rudd.
Okay.
This is my role model.
But for sure.
I don't like comedy. So I don't have any buddy who I would. I don't write enough comics and I don't like
comedy.
He
didn't like comedy.
I don't like awkward.
That's why he watches The Big Bang Theory.
Oh. You got a point there.
That was actually a powerful indictment.
It was. I hate comedy. I don't like comedy. I don't like to laugh.
But, like, I mean, our comedy tastes, we have, like, similar tastes in, like, comedy, it seems like.
See, but like
comedians
like,
Travis loves Dane Cook.
Okay, well, that's...
I used to. I don't know. There was a time where I genuinely did.
And you used to do the super finger.
There might have been a picture on my MySpace. Where I had a
MySpace is a funny word.
I know.
That's
where
twice.
I had a super.
That's
finger.
Twice today.
Is that the same place where Al Blunar stopped talking?
That's right. Yeah. But I was doing the Sufi. No, no. I mean, currently though,
the what?
That's Sufi? What they call it, the Sufi. S-U
oh
for super,
God.
F-I for finger. But no, I mean, now I like comedians.
Is that the
like,
shock?
Like Carlos Mencia.
The reason
Greg
they call
Berent.
It aggro crack is aggro progressive and crack
rock.
Currently I like Greg Berent. I like Jimmy Pardo. You know, there's plenty. Daniel Tosh.
See, but for me, I don't feel like I love comedy and everything, but
Elf.
All of them, like the people that I like, I don't get how they've affected me with me wanting to write or do comics. That's what I'm saying. It's like, it doesn't make sense how they're my role models. It's like they're not
so,
my role models.
So you
model.
Don't have it.
Well, no, like you're,
well comedy.
Not
wise,
comedy
no,
wise.
Like, no, anything wise. Like your role models in how you're creative. Like It's like that sort of
thing. Yeah, like I admire the creativity of a George Carlin who could craft an actual joke, so that's why I hope one day
But you said comedy-wise, so it's like my role models would be like Michael Jordan. And
in comedy? Well, Space Jam, he was kind of funny.
He does have a Hitler mustache. No, that's pretty funny.
In general, it's Michael Jordan, Stan Lee, and like Elvis, like those guys. But it's not comedy related, so I don't really have any comedy.
I mean, there's your answer.
Okay, there's your answer. You got no role models in comedy, okay. It's okay.
So those people actually make you want to do comics.
Yeah, because it's an outlet for my creative comedy
side. That's why I want to do it, but it's not because of anyone's making.
I don't do it because of anyone, but it's the kind of inspiration people I look up to, where it's like these guys can craft jokes, they can write comics.
Like the way
their raw ability.
The way
keeps
you talk.
Yeah, like comic wise, of course, it's like Penny Arcade, like I Am Art, things like that, where it's like, yeah, they're really great comics, they're well written. I wish we could be as good as they are, but I mean, I don't do it for them. It's just, it's like, wow, when I read it, and like that's inspiring, like the Far Side, things like that. It's like these guys are fucking clever. I hope that I could be like them.
Like when you tell jokes, like do you.
When you draw that, when you drew that dick that's very patriotic on your paper right there, what inspired you to write that?
I'm a pervert.
There you go. So you're inspired by perverts.
When you make your little puns and stuff, like you
know, I don't know where I get that from. I watch a lot of TV and I've seen a lot of movies, and everyone just FYI, don't eat a bunch of Mike and Ike's because you will feel like shit. Because I just ate a bunch of them, I feel horrible right now.
Okay.
I've got two questions. Both are kind of in the same genre. We'll start with this one.
Is this sci-fi or
horror? Is sci-fi and horror are the same thing at Blockbuster?
War sci-fi.
Yeah.
This question comes from at Alex Go Boom on the Twitter.
That's a great name.
Yeah.
Alex is awesome. He's always tweeting to us.
Yeah. Okay. So which of the gentlemen would make the best masked vigilante?
Jimmy.
No, I don't want to be one.
But
you'd be the best at it.
I mean, personally, I would say Nick, because anger's usually what fuels a vigilante.
That's true.
See, he just got mad at that answer.
But Yama's more like...
I don't want to.
Yama doesn't have the hate in his
heart. I think, is there any of you who wants to be a master vigilante?
Wait.
I've seen the documentary on it, and they all seem like some of the worst people in the world.
No.
Next to professional wrestlers.
Like, for me to go out right now and do that, no, I would not want to be that, because I don't want to get my fucking ass kicked and get stabbed by some gangster.
By the stab man.
I wouldn't want to go out and have that happen to me. I mean, but if I had powers and stuff, I'd love to do that.
Yeah, if we got superpowers, things would be different around here.
Wow. Who's serious about that?
No, I would just be rich, because I'd just be a professional athlete.
And that kind of
depends on the powers you have to be an athlete.
And that kind of brings us actually to the second question.
Actually.
Write it down, yo.
Oh wait, so the answer is none of us would be, because we would.
Because we don't want the job.
And since we started moving on to powers,
and because
it goes
I saw
into
that,
the next
that,
question.
That, have you guys seen that documentary about the superhero?
I want it.
And it is awesome, because like this one guy lives in a van, like he has to eventually move into a van, and his parents are like sad, and he goes into karate tournament, and he gets beat up. And it's so sad.
Is it better or worse than the documentary about the people who stand outside Hollywood Boulevard?
I would say it's
Confessions of a Superhero.
I would say it's equal in greatness, because it's like these people are so sad, but they're so delusional. Like the sidewalk superheroes are delusional with their fame, but these guys are so delusional of like I'm gonna
change the world.
Yeah, one guy's actually fit and like an MMA fighter, but it's like.
But still, he's not going to stop a bullet.
Yeah, and he's walking around like a creep. It's like all these... He goes to like Central Park or someplace. I may be wrong. Maybe different city.
Central Park?
Yes.
Trying to Phoenix Jones?
No. Oh. I don't know, maybe. And he just starts yelling so that people are like, hey, they're doing drugs. And then the drug dealers get mad. It's like...
Does he have a whistle? Drug dealers! Drug dealers over here!
Does he carry a giant wrench and yell, shut up, crime?
Yes. What is that?
Super?
Oh, where she's all gushy.
Oh.
We go back to that. Okay, so the second question Actually,
wait, anyone want to say anything to interrupt Travis one more time before, before he says the second question? No. All right.
Comes from JBab Comics. At JBab Comics. If you guys turned into superheroes overnight, what would each of your names be? Bonus points, what's your superpower?
Oh, god damn it.
What would my superhero name be?
That's the main question is, what would your actual name be? The bonus question would be, what would your powers be?
JBab actually has an amazing webcomic. It's like old-timey like feel to it. It's great. Go check it out. And this is an awesome question, and I'm trying to think.
I love this question.
My powers would be... I would just want to be like a combination of Captain America's powers, where you're like the ultimate human, and Bullseye.
Steroids?
No.
And Randy Johnson.
No. Randy Johnson can't kill someone with a Q-tip. I'm pretty sure.
So you want to be Bullseye with Super Soldier Serum?
Yeah, pretty much. And then, so that's what I would want.
And what would your name
be? But what would your name be?
To think of, like,
Slick.
A superhero named Slickbag.
I like that reference. It will only work with us.
I know.
So anyone else, but it's awesome. All right. So next, superhero named Slickback with Super Soldier Serum, and he's Bullseye. Aaron.
Damn.
I want to be able to steal apples.
If I could actually choose, I'd probably go with like invulnerability, super strength.
Invulnerability.
If you want to be Superman.
Yeah. But maybe. No. Yeah. I pretty much want to be.
But not as much of a bitch.
I'd probably want to be more
Jesus.
In line with maybe...
He didn't even say no.
He did.
No, he's not a bitch. But, he's not a bitch. Yeah, I have Superman-based powers, not like Silver Age where it's like crazy, but yeah, fly.
Oh, well, thank goodness for that.
I kind of don't really want heat vision or like ice breath.
You know, I take it back. I don't be like Superman. That's what I
And my Superman would be either Frontline or Major Frontline.
Because he loves the show. Because
you like that show for a long?
No, because it's like... It
he has fleas.
To me, it's a kind of a cool name, because it's like you're always at the front line.
Wait, I changed my mind. My name is Captain Dayline NBC. That's it for me!
Or maybe the Blue Ace.
The Blue Ace? Why the Blue Ace?
The Blue... I mean... Because with the Blue Ace, it's like... It sounds very golden age to me, and it kind of just describes it like he's an ace. He's like an ace superhero. It's kind of cool. But yeah, I'd get me down with that.
All right, Blue Ace, you're Superman, but you don't have heat vision, or so you're Prime from.
No, I'm just a really strong dude who can.
Supreme.
I'm kind of like Golden Age Superman, basically.
So you want to be Golden Age Superman and call
you
yourself Blue Ace?
I can
just jump.
Leap tall buildings? Blue. Yeah, Blue Ace.
Wait, can you leap them in a single bound?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, why wouldn't you just want to fly?
I mean, Sugar Ray asked that question. Why wouldn't you?
I mean, because it's kind of cool to, like,
no,
he no.
No, no,
oh,
he,
yeah,
he
right.
said he wants to fly.
He did.
It's kind of cool that you could, like, run and then jump really high.
So it's not
everyone
cool
at once fly.
The tick.
Just basically, that's Luigi in Super Mario.
Oh, it is.
You want to be Luigi from Super Mario Bros. 2?
No, I just... That,
which is the one where it was all a dream at the end.
Yes. Yeah. And there was, like, King Wart. Yeah.
The frog?
Yep.
The Blue Ace.
All right, who else has their answer?
Hey.
The Blue Ace.
Oh, me? I'm going to go with Nightcrawler powers.
Nightcrawler?
So teleportation.
Yeah, teleportation. Yeah, I want to be blue, and I want to teleport.
Black American motherfucker.
I was going to say invisibility.
Black American?
According to Dane Cook. According to Dane Cook, it's badass motherfucker.
Full-blooded Indian.
Thank you.
What
would your name be?
My name?
A-Bo.
I'm going to go A-Bo. A-Bo.
Can you choose your own name as a superhero? Or
no.
Is this something where people are like...
You're gifted.
It's like a spider, man.
No, it's usually the press
or,
school name.
It's like a spider, man.
It's usually
what happens.
I mean, it was a black guy with a boombox. It's usually the press or... someone who will end up naming you. You kind of don't usually pick your own name. It happens sometimes, though.
So, Aaron, under like, what circumstances so real would someone look at someone who jumped really high and go, he's like an ace who is blue.
Hey,
the jump. Blue ace!
No, jumper. My costume would be like all blue, okay. But they'd be like old-fashioned, and...
But people wouldn't get blue aces.
Oh, no, they probably wouldn't. I'd probably be called like...
Well, do you have a blue ace on your chest?
You probably...
That's... I should. I would have...
You wait. You're not really going to do this, right?
If it happens...
But we can't be on the same team because I'm going to be blue.
We can... Bo-
Dabu di
Dabu
da. We're going to clash.
No, we can partner up.
All right.
The blue team.
That's the worst team.
The Blues Brothers.
I'm sick of this question now.
Wait, Travis, what about you?
This is a tough question.
Would it be Shawn Michael Scott and Paul Rudd?
No, that was for the role models joke. Oh, yeah.
Shawn Michaels is a wrestler.
My powers would be like of, I guess some sort of like cosmic powers like Thanos.
That's too then, powerful.
Well, that's my power. I was Thanos, and my name would be Godless.
I think that I would want to read minds, and I'd have some really boring bureaucratic name like Agent So-and-So.
Agent So-and-So is pretty odd. Hey, I'm Agent So-and-So.
But what's weird is that I would wear all blue.
Oh, and my color scheme? For troops.
And when they made a movie, would it have that same color scheme?
Probably a little bit different, more silver on it.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Travis.
This is the type of question that totally breaks me. It usually breaks me because it's like it's so hard for me to choose powers.
Superman, that's like the greatest powers to have actually. Well, probably together.
I think healing factor is pretty damn fantastic.
Like, you
can
fly and shit, and you're not super strong.
Molecule
you can fly and shit?
No, but molecule manipulation is probably the best superpower you could have. You can all warp reality? That's like.
But if I could fly around and not get hurt by anybody,
imagine you can change except the
kryptonite.
Fabric of time and space itself.
Kryptonite butt plug.
Travis, what do you want? The ability to like Flaming Hot Cheetos for free,
and
Mountain Dew.
I do love
and
both
Taco
those
Bell.
Things.
And Taco Bell.
They call you White Trash.
I
Dub T.
Dub T.
No, but really, what like.
As long as you don't have a name like Blue Ace.
You realize my answer to this question is not going to actually happen.
No, I know. It's just, you know, it's a tough question.
He wants the power to take two dicks in his butt all at once. And then your name would be DP.
That's just rude.
Done. You know what? Color scheme, blue. Done, you're on the team.
the Blues Brothers, though, you said that.
I know.
That's really great. And then the next generation of that team would be Blues Brothers 2000.
Oh.
If my power was not mind reading, I would want the power to whatever viral video I'm watching, I would be able to go back and be there when that thing was happening.
Oh, like enter media and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Cool. That'd be cool.
So like,
enter Sandman.
What if you could enter like any movie you're watching?
Ooh.
No, that'd be kind of cool.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come to think of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well. So, Travis, if I had a power, it would be for you to just answer.
Well, actually, the real question would be, what would my superhero name be? And mine would be Crimson Love Gun, which was actually my DC Universe character. In his powers.
And then the name you use.
Your Wonder Woman sidekick, though. That's
No. Well, that was just because I was trying to make it
to
where
you were Wonder Woman sidekick.
But no, he could fly.
He
could fly. He was armed with two guns. And he was able to, you know, use, like, reality altering magics.
So you just want to fly. You're like Michael Jackson.
He's like Sugar
No,
Ray.
No, now I'm actually like Sugar Ray.
Flying dude to
Crimson Love Gun, because he was dressed like
there
the Rainbow.
Wait, so you could fly around and get hurt, though?
No, but I had reality-altering magics.
Why do you have guns?
No, Nick, look.
Because it looks cool.
Why does the hood have guns?
Does it look cool?
He has reality-altering
But why
magics.
Do you need guns?
I channel him into the bullets.
I've seen his guns, G.
I channel him into the bullets,
they
bro.
They were real, G.
Alright,
all right, like,
show me the guns. You know, because it looked cool.
Okay.
Or my phone's about to die, so let me read this one question I have. How much more time we got, Abe?
We got enough.
All right. This question is from Robert Simons from Chubb fame.
Red Hot.
We don't have to say Red Hot.
Oh, okay.
We don't have to say that. No one knew. All right, this is from Rob Chubb. Simons. He had a lot of gas today. I apologize. Do you guys have any comic groupies? Do you guys have any comic stalkers?
I hope so. Right?
If you're out there and you're a comic groupie or a comic stalker, go ahead and talk to Travis. He's a...
I'm the single gentleman.
Now, there was one guy in the beginning named Brandon. He asked me to be his friend on Facebook, like, actually all of us, and, like, he got really weird.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Yeah, Brandon M guy. We don't gotta say his actual name. But he just was really weird and got pissed off because he said some racist things, and he got mad because racist hate being called racist, apparently.
Because
of the Agent of Darwin comic me and Aaron did. But he took it and started talking shit about our comic.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah, on his blog that nobody read. So and on it, he was talking shit about us, how we're desperate for fans and all this stuff. Yet, he had a blog that two people may have read. So he was just a really crazy person who, like, thought he was, like, actually, I mean, just our friend or something. But, I mean, that just ended weird. And later I talked to him again. He's like, hey, man, and whatever. But, he turned out to be odd. Besides that, Travis, you been raped yet by somebody?
Not yet, but there have been offers.
Oh, nice, nice. So if you're willing to rape Travis, he's down. Yeah, no, but we got...
Can't rape the willing.
Pretty much most of our friends are nice. I mean, we got no real stalkers. I mean, if we did, we're unaware of them. Abe, what do you think about these stalkers?
The team name could also be the Blue Man Group.
That's fantastic.
I would go with that. So, yeah. All right, well, that's it for questions, and we'll be right back.
Keep that in.
It is, because it's not stopping.
Oh my god, it's getting... I'm sweating up a storm.
Okay, how much time do we have?
He's sweating up a storm.
And we're back to the Podscare Gentlecast. This is James. We're going to go ahead and wrap it up. We've talked too long. Waiting to hear Travis talk about his superpowers and Aaron hates flying or something. So, just to start off with the plugs, I just want to plug... let's see here, the Frumps, Saeed, and Joe Van Fossen of Noctuary fame and Sunset Unlimited. I don't know why I keep saying Noctuary, they're not even around anymore.
At this point, it's a joke.
They're still around in my heart, though.
Oh, so. I was going to say that. So was I.
Well, yeah, they are. So go over there, follow me at Obscure James. Go over to our Facebook page, click like. Also, go to iTunes, write a review. Tell them how... Just lie and say you love us.
Nick here. I like to plug Twitter.
Butts.
Oh, he's talking shit.
No, he's not. you can follow me at Obscure Nick. That's right?
Yeah.
That's it.
Damn, where?
And then.
Are we that fucked up?
I like to plug my drawing of the penis I did.
And where can people find that?
They could find it nowhere, because this is one million. I don't like... Yeah, you could drop.
They could find it on Twitter now.
Find it on Twitter. He's got an American flag hat. He has a sparkler in his right hand. And he is behind an American flag. And that's what I like to plug.
You know,
and don't eat too many Mike and Ikes again. I feel like shit. Alright?
And I, Yama here, I want to say, actually, if there's any way you actually go and find the Noctuary album When Fires Breed Blood, it's worth your time if you're interested in metal. I don't know how available it is anymore. It might be a collector's thing.
Contact Joe Van Fossen at JoeVanFossen.com.
He did some good work. He's still doing some really interesting work.
And he only fucks millionaires.
My nigga.
Aaron here. I like to plug Dial B for blog.
And Dial Soap.
That'll be for blog. Silver Age Shenanigans can be found there.
Like, these are websites you actually go to?
Yeah, it's a...
Wait, Silver Age Shenanigans is the website?
No, Dial B for blog.
Oh, you're just being Aaron and saying that.
Okay. Oh, they have Silver Age Shenanigans.
On the website,
if you say shenanigans one more time.
There's funny things from the Silver Age, the just panels, awesome things. You can see when Sinestro turns into a car.
Oh my god, that's so cool.
Aaron, what's the name of that restaurant you like with all the cheese sticks and the goofy shenanigans?
Oh. And then you can find me on my Twitter at twitter.com/obscureelves and on my art Tumblr at tumblr.com/peopleinspandex.
Yeah, that's weird. You gotta change that.
It's old timey muscleman.
That's sort of the reference. It's like, you know, people.
Did I say follow me at obscure Jen?
No.
Even if you didn't, you didn't say it, it's fine.
Follow me at obscure Jen.
That was James.
And you, Travis.
Doesn't matter. All right, Travis here. You can follow me at obscure Trevor. As far as plugs go, I definitely would like to plug Al Pastor because I'm sweating it right now, evidently. I meant to say I'm sweating up a storm. It came out as sounding I'm sweating up a storm.
Did you say it again? You just said it again. You said, I was trying to say up a storm.
Oh, God.
Well, anyways, you see the point.
Are you also going to plug
fucking But Al Pastor is delicious. Not going to lie.
Will you be plugging fucking wieners as well?
I'm definitely not going to be plugging any wieners.
Oh, God.
I would like to also plug coming up, or by the time this hits, it might be the same week it comes out, July 31st, long-awaited new Real Big Fish album. I've heard nothing of it, but I'm looking forward to it because it's been a while since they put out new music. And currently, I also am really enjoying the new Bouncing Souls album called Comet.
What?
Travis is making faces like Rodney Dangerfield right now, and it's scared me.
And evidently, I can't get no respect. on webcomics, go. I guess I'll also plug Ash Vickers comic, Megacynics, at Ashra 37's her Twitter. And you can also follow the comic, I believe, at Megacynics.
Pretty good.
All right, this is Abe. You can follow me at Obscure Abe on Twitter. I want to plug again Crackle.com, my cousin's band Buffalo Eye.
Crackle.com is also great with eggs. Whatever in the military.
Yes. And my cousin's band Buffalo Eye, their album comes out in September. And this new show that I've been watching, it's called Breaking Bad. I caught up. And it's really good. Check it out.
Did we tell people
I think it just started. Reviews. It's first season.
The what?
Did we tell people to write reviews on iTunes this time around?
Hey, if you guys are out there, go ahead and go to iTunes. Write reviews. Just random reviews for anybody. Not just us.
You already said that in the beginning.
I know, but
we're all very... This is a very late night recording. We're all pretty tired right now.
Well, thank you guys for coming by and listening to us. And They did call me. You guys came by. Travis is having a seizure.
I almost choked on my soda right now.
All right, well, thanks for listening and coming by. Still, I stand by that. I don't care.
Okay.
If I can come by, then my episode.
Come by.
And as always, Siri, is it raining outside?